WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Just released in the Uvalde, Texas school massacre, the city making public a trove of police text messages and videos from that deadly day in 2022, most of it confirming police confusion, chaos, and a deadly delay in getting to the 19 students and two teachers as they were being killed.
This is a nightmare. This is something that you can't put into words.
Brett Cross is the guardian of a 10-year-old who was among the victims. The Pentagon announcing a tactical move ordering the nuclear-powered submarine, the USS Georgia, to the Middle East as a word Iran could attack Israel in days. Analysts say such a Pentagon announcement is rare and a clear message for Iran to back down. And in the race for the White House, former President Trump is accusing his rival, Democrat Kamala Harris, of stealing after she rallied last night in her hometown of San Francisco, California, and touted no taxes on tips for service workers. Trump says Harris is taking credit for one of his ideas. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
Daniel Olson's federal lawsuit against Sauk County and others has been dismissed. However, the former corporation counsel filed an amendment complaint on Friday and said he intends to appeal that decision. Olson filed a second amended complaint in federal court on Friday in Madison and said he plans to start his appeal. In what has been a nearly five-year battle with current and former Sauk County board members that started when Olson accused the county of negligence after an isolated man died in squalid conditions in 2016 and a subsequent cover-up. He has since accused county board members of conspiring to damage his reputation along with hurting his relationships with Sauk County officials, all in an attempt to stop his investigation of their conduct in matters before and during his tenure, which ran from July of 2018 to January of 2020. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny. 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for late summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com. It's 57 at our studios.
99.7 Max FM.
It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Now remember, we mentioned Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits celebrating a birthday today. He is 75 years old, so we had to pull out the Dire Straits this morning. You gotta do it when you say the word Dire Straits, because they're just that awesome. It's Walk of Life now on 99.7 Max FM.
Thank you.
80s, 90s, and more.
No doubt. 99.7 Max FM.
I like big butts, and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. Now when a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up tough, cause you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get with ya and take your picture. My homeboy's trying to warn me, but that butt you got makes
me so horny.
Ooh, romp a smooth skin. You say you wanna get in my bins? Well, use me, cause you ain't that average groupie. I seen her dancing to hell with romance, and she's sweat, wet. Got it going like a turbo vet. I'm tired of magazines saying flat butts all the thing. Take the average black man and ask him that. She gotta pack much back. So, fellas,
yeah,
fellas,
yeah,
your girlfriend got your butt.
Hell
tell
yeah.
Her, shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake it,
shake
it.
Shake that healthy butt. Baby got bad
late.
Like an animal. Now here's my scandal. I wanna get you home and double up. I ain't talking about Playboy, cause silicone parts are made for toys. I want them real thick and juicy, so find that juicy double. Mix a lot's in trouble, begging for a piece of that bubble. So I'm looking at rock videos. Knock knee bimbos walking like hoes. You can have them bimbos. I'll keep my women like Flojo. A word to the thick soul sisters, I wanna get with ya. I won't cuss or hit ya, but I gotta be straight when I say I wanna. Till the break of dawn, baby, got it going on. A lot of simps won't like this song, cause them punks like to hit and quit it. And I'd rather stay and play, cause I'm long and I'm strong and I'm down to get the friction on. So, ladies,
yeah,
ladies,
yeah,
if you wanna roll my Mercedes,
yeah,
turn around, stick it out. Even white boys got the shout. Baby got back. Baby got back.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.
So your girlfriend rolls a Honda, playing workout tapes by Fonda. But Fonda ain't got a motor in the back of her Honda. My Anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun. You can do side bends or sit ups, but please don't lose that butt. Some brothers wanna play that hard role and tell you that the butt ain't gold, so they toss it and leave it. And I pull up quick to retrieve it. So Cosmo says you're fat. Well, I ain't down with that, cause your waist is small and your curves are kicking. And I'm thinking about sticking to the beanpole dames in the magazines. You ain't it, Miss Thing. Give me a sister, I can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her. Some knucklehead tried to diss, cause his girls are on my list. He had game, but he chose to hit him. And I pull up quick to get with him. So ladies, if the butt is round and you want a triple X throwdown, dial 1-900-MIX-A-LOT and kick them nasty thoughts. Baby got back. Baby got back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back. Little in the middle, but you got much back.
Baby got back. There is Sir Mix-a-Lot. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. He's 61, by the way, today, Finn. That's why we pulled out the Baby Got Back this morning.
How it's do we follow that one now after that?
I mean, what I don't think we can. I don't think you do follow that. I think you just let that one lie. But we got some Sultans of Swing, or we've got some Dire Straits, Walk of Life in there this morning as well. Sultans of Swing is my favorite Dire Straits song. So I'm always probably going to accidentally say that instead of anything else that Dire Straits does, just because it is my favorite song by the band. So,
and it's Mark Knopfler's birthday today.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. He's
also
75.
Done a lot of really good soundtrack work.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a very talented guy. Very talented guy. Dave Grant says that he's rocking out to Baby Got Back in his home office today. So that's good news. So see, this is what we do on a Monday. We help you out. We get you moving a little bit. Nobody really wants to be up and doing anything today.
I mean, come on. Yeah.
I mean, it's so beautiful out. The weekend was awesome, and we'd much rather be doing that than anything work-related today on a Monday. Exactly. So we'll try to help you out with the soundtrack and the Office playlist where we can today. Just thinking about Baby Got Back, remember when that video was, like, too harsh for MTV, and then we got WAP by Cardi B, and was it Megan?
I know, it seems so tame.
I don't even
now,
remember who's
it?
In that song, because, yeah, Baby Got Back was just, it was okay, MTV. We understand you had a moment, you were protecting the kids, but WAP came along, and that's really all you need to know about where music went.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, how the times have changed. A little, right?
Just a little bit, that's for sure. Now, before we get into the story I actually wanted to talk about, I found this to be really interesting this morning because this is just in time for back-to-school breakfast. Thomas has a line of mini bagels out in stores right now, and they're a limited edition mashup with Fruit Loops. The Fruit Loops mini bagels hit stores nationwide. They're only going to be around for 2 months, so don't get used to them, but enjoy them while they're available. You get a pack of 10 pre-sliced mini Fruit Loop bagels for about $5.50. So if you really want to sugar the kids up before you send them off to the school for the day, you can do the Fruit Loop. And I guess they're not horrible. They have about 260 calories for a serving of 2 mini bagels, 10 grams of sugar before you add any of the topping. So just a nice little carb load to get the kids ready for the morning. That's all. But I find that interesting. Like, do we really need Fruit Loops in our mini bagels? I mean, bagels are good enough as they are, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if I need Fruit Loops in my mini bagels. So begs the question, are all mashups good mashups? But, you know, whatever. I guess if that's how you're going to get your kids to eat something that's not just Fruit Loops, and maybe you have to compromise a little bit, that might be a way to go.
Yeah. I suppose it could be worse. Have you ever had those cinnamon bagels from Panera Bread? Oh,
those are so good.
Oh, so good.
We've talked about this. My husband is a bagel snob. He really, really is. Because living in the Twin Cities, his favorite place was a Brugger bagel. And there's not a lot of those around Wisconsin. They kind of end, like, once the border hits. Oh, look at Aspen trying to figure out how to lay down with her cone on her head right now. Just been sitting there staring at me.
You need a camera. You need a webcam so we can catch all
this. I got to tell you, the other day, my husband, who says I baby her, right? As we're trying to leave the house the other day, he was so worried about her, he set up a laptop with sound that pointed directly at her because we don't have a nanny cam or a dog cam for her. Mm-hmm. This is like the most slow motion thing I've ever seen as she tries to lower herself down onto the mat. We're almost there. Oh, nope. We're going to come back up. Anyway, this is kind of ridiculous. I'm watching her out of the corner of my eye right now. But he actually set up a webcam and had it pointed right at her kennel so he could keep an eye on her while we went out and ran errands for her and got things, you know, for her and got something to eat. And then every once in a while he'd check it on his phone and then he'd listen to it to make sure she wasn't crying or whining. She seems to be okay, he'd say to me. I mean, like, well, yeah, she's not moving. What do you think she's doing right now? She's in her kennel with her cone of shame. She's perfectly fine. She's had medicine. She's safe. She's sound. She's just upset. Being safe and sound is different than being upset. And that's essentially what she is. Well, she doesn't look very comfortable, but she did make it to the laying position this morning.
Again, just so you get better, Aspen. It's all for your good. That's all it is.
I don't mean to laugh at her, but it really is the funniest thing ever to me because you would swear that she has had both legs cut off from her, that we have basically just abandoned her in her kennel for days on end, and that we have raised every piece of furniture in this house by 28 feet, and we are just not allowing her on any of it. Oh, my gosh.
Again, the cone. When the dogs wear the cone, it's a 50-50 thing.
Drama.
You feel bad for them, and then watching them is hilarious. So it's, you know?
I'm there. I really do feel bad, and I know her little legs are killing her, and we are working on that diligently. But at the same time, just the amount of drama that has ensued over the last couple of days.
Is she going for the Oscar? She's Oscar this year.
She totally is. I mean, again, it's not even the hard plastic one. I bought a soft one. It's got windows in it, so she can see out through her peripheral vision. I mean, it is loose loose fitting without her being able to lick. It's not so big that she can't walk and she's tripping over herself. I mean, it's really over the top, really over the top. And I told her yesterday, I said, you know, as long as you keep digging at your legs, I'm going to keep putting this stuff on you. So you better make up your mind to quit licking and keep your tongue in your face, because until that happens, we can't allow you to your own devices until we get this figured out. So a lot of drama this morning. A whole lot of drama happening over here, people. Be jealous. This is my life. All right. So here's what I actually wanted to talk about for anybody who's in the dating game right now. And we know that there are still people out there trying to, you know, find their dates by using all of those online apps and things like that. Now, I'm hoping that, you know, I never have to go back into the dating world, because that just seems like an awful thing to have to do. But I'm hoping that if that ever happened, I don't have to resort to dating apps, quite honestly. Although I'm told now that that's the way the cool people find a significant other. That's what my kids tell me anyway.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, it was brutal enough just going through it the old school way.
Right? Without having to be on an app. You know, here's the thing. Corey Hartman keeps, you know, finessing his way into my heart with dehumidifiers. We're going to be okay. We're going to be all right out here at Goose Poop Pond.
Is this what it is for the ladies? Because the old saying is the way to a man's heart is through his stomach and by feeding him. So is that must be what, like, the way to a woman's heart is a brand new dehumidifier.
I guess for me, it's just the fact that somebody's taking care of something for me and I don't have to deal with it because somebody's doing it for
somebody
me,
else
right?
Did it, like, for you, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody installed it. They cleaned it up. And really, honestly, as much as I joke, I really am appreciative, because it was becoming a big problem. And he was super, super busy this weekend. He flipped a station and put a brand new station on the air on Friday. And so obviously there's a little fine-tuning that comes with those stations. So my husband, being the dude that he is, not only dropped everything yesterday and Saturday to help me with the dog, but then he ended up having to swap out cars and do all of that while my mom was in the ER yesterday, and so dropped everything to help us with that. And then instead of working again last night, went ahead and changed out dehumidifiers. So it's a little combination of all of it. So I really, really, truly am appreciative. I just think it's funny that these are the things that make me happy now and then. It's a dehumidifier. I mean, we've come a long way from the gold, the pearls, and the diamonds, Finn, when you can, you know, woo your way into my heart with a dehumidifier and the roping and the tubing that goes over the door and isn't on the floor so I don't have to trip or step on it. It's a big deal at this point. A big
you
deal.
Don't bring me flowers.
Exactly.
But he brings you a dehumidifier. So there you go.
Exactly. You're it's good. Perfect. Good stuff. So if you're one of those people, though, who spent a lot of time on dating apps, you probably figured out that anything sounds probably too good to be true, and that's probably accurate 50% of the time, especially on any good day, right? Well, the website datingadvice.com recently had single Americans rate their online dating experience of how honest people are on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being the least honest and 10 the most. And this isn't embellishing stories. It's the basic stuff, like age, jobs, hobbies, education, appearance in real life. Because how often have we seen a photo of somebody online? You're like, okay. And then you see him in real life and you're like, wait. Were you the before?
I looked like Ryan Reynolds online, right? But then offline, it's more kind of like Danny DeVito kind of thing.
Exactly.
Sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We see this
no
all the time.
No offense to Danny DeVito, because we love him.
He's a cute little guy, right? You want to squeeze his cheeks. And some people even lie about the relationship status online. Overall, people rated the honesty that they've encountered on dating profiles as a 5.1 out of 10, which, let's be honest, is not great. But there are a lot of variance by state. South Dakotans stood out as the most honest. They scored 7.5 out of 10. Well, honestly, what are you going to lie about in South Dakota? I mean, I say this having grown up there. I get it. I get the culture. There's not a lot to lie about in South Dakota, right? I mean, you only have 2 major cities. They bookend the state. You don't have a lot in between. Most people live in the rural areas. I mean, even your towns of 15,000, 16,000 feel very rural in a lot of cases. So there's not... I get get it. There's not a lot that you can embellish. And maybe it's those hearty Midwestern roots. We just got to tell the truth all
That's
the time.
That's what it is, yeah.
For sure. Other honest states include Alaska. They got a 7.3 out of 10. Delaware got a 7 out of 10. Maine, 6.8 out of 10. New Hampshire, 6.3. And then you got Vermont with 6.2. New Yorkers were the least honest by far. Not really that should surprise anyone. They scored a 3.4 out of 10. Other dishonest states include Pennsylvania that came in at 4, Washington State that came in at 4, New Jersey that came in at 4.1. Now, here's a question that I have for all my Wisconsinites. What are you lying about on your dating profile? Because Wisconsin only got a 4.2 out of 10.
Ooh. What's going on?
We're embellishing a thing or two on our dating profiles. Iowa got a 4.2 and West Virginia got a 4.3. And for what it's worth, 53% of single people say that they have found that city daters are less honest than small or town residents, which would probably explain, as I said, why South Dakota did the best on the dating profiles. That and the fact most people just probably realize there's dating profiles that you can do online in South Dakota. Yeah. So there's not very many people out there. You give them a chance, everybody. Give them a chance to catch up. They'll be lying their hearts out as well. Now, this is interesting to me, though, that some states do feel like they can be more honest than people in other states, right? And I find that kind of interesting. Like, why here in Wisconsin would we want to lie? I mean, we have some of the greatest things about us. I mean, maybe they're lying about what football team they like. Maybe they're actually closet Bears fans and they don't want to tell anybody that they're not a Packers fan. Because, I mean, that's hard to live down, let's be honest. But so maybe it's those little things that we're lying about here in the great state of Wisconsin. Maybe you don't actually like brats. Maybe you don't actually like the cheese curds. Maybe you don't get the squeaky cheese curds kind of thing. Maybe you don't love a supper club, or maybe your favorite drink isn't the old fashioned. These are things that could get you in a lot of trouble on a dating profile.
Definitely. Yeah. You can't come clean about that stuff. That's pretty much, you're messing with perfection in those areas. So.
Like at that point, don't you feel like you pretty much get your Wisconsin resident card taken away from you?
Exactly.
I mean, and what real tried and true Wisconsinite is going to want to date you if you are honest about some
of
your dislikes?
You have to wear the cone of shame to happen.
That's right.
And then they boot you over to Illinois or Indiana,
one of
those places.
You and Aspen will be hanging out together with your cone of shame. It is interesting, though. So be honest on your dating profiles, even if you don't like an old-fashioned. Maybe there's a dating profile for everything now, a dating app. So maybe it's the least Wisconsinites of the Wisconsinites kind of dating site. Maybe it's for all those people who don't love all of the things that make Wisconsin great. You can go over there and find yourself somebody. All the people who are Wisconsin haters living in Wisconsin can just pair up together in the world and be miserable
Generally speaking, the truth has to eventually come out.
So
unless you're really good at lying,
Can you imagine? Okay, let's just say that these are things you're kind of skewing on your dating profile. Let's say you don't like the supper club. Let's say you don't like an old fashioned. Let's say you don't love Packers football. Okay, that's fine. That's cool. Each their own. We're not going to hold that against you too much until you go out on a date, right? And that person says to you, "Well, let's take you to Ashnalen. Let's try the old fashioned."
That's the thing. Then you have to have an old fashioned.
Right?
And you have to like it. So, you have to go to a Packers game and you have to like it. You have to have a brat and you have to look because, you got to live with it now.
These are the things that are going to get you into trouble. And this is why you shouldn't be lying on your dating profiles, people. Just own it. Just live up to it. Own it. We'll have more respect for you. Not right at the moment, but eventually we'll have more respect for you. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today. 79. Eventually, we're going to have a lot more sunshine. I'm being told now that it is not fully sunny. It is partly cloudy. And that is why more sun this afternoon. That's what I'm being told anyway. Okay. Clear down to 55 tonight. Then lots of sun and 82 tomorrow. Mostly sunny. 82 again on Wednesday. Right now, it is 57. Time for your community calendar brought to you by Community First Bank.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistants to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 2024 Badgers Team and Gas Engine Club show. It'll be happening Friday, August 16th through Sunday, the 18th. Open from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. There's going to be over 260 acres filled with displays and live demonstrations of early agriculture and industrial machines, threshing, sawmills, and plowing powered by steam engines, as well as early tractors, plus construction equipment on display. There's going to be a parade daily at 2 p.m., a huge flea market, plus free parking and food available on the grounds. For all the details, check out BadgerSteamAndGas.com. But again, this will be Friday, August 16th through the 18th, from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. daily. And from Thursday, August 15th to the 17th, the Reedsburg Community-Wide Garage Sales will take place. A map with all the listings of participating garage sales can be found at the Chamber of Commerce prior to the sale. And for more details, visit Reedsburg.org. And Friends of Mirror Lake State Park will be hosting a canoe trip on Saturday, August 17th. Join the naturalist for a tour of Mirror Lake. You'll be able to paddle a 20-foot canoe and learn about the geology, flora, fauna, and human history of Mirror Lake State Park via the waterway. They do need you to pre-register for this event. You can find more details at Facebook/Friends of Mirror Lake State Park. This is from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. on Saturday, August 17th.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Maximum music, Max FM.
It's 8:29 right now. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday. Thank you so much for joining us. We always appreciate it. Beautiful day, even if it's a Monday. Try to get out inside and enjoy it. Here's Billy Joel on Max FM.
Come out, Virginia, don't let me wait. You got the liquor, start much too late. All the sooner or later, it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done, only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. The stained glass curtain you're hiding behind never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Give you was a reputation. Oh, she never cared for.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:32 right now. And remember, if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, then you need to head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com. We're talking savings in some cases up to 50% off. Now, here's an example of some of the things that you're going to find when you shop at MaxFMBigDeals.com. If you want the kids to have a really fun day, get a little creative, and be able to, burn off some of that energy, take them over to Baraboo Children's Museum. A $6 daily admission only going to cost you $4 when you're at MaxFMBigDeals.com. If you're thinking today might be a really great day to go to the Baraboo Children's Museum, well, there's an instant download available over there as well. You're not going to wait for us to send you anything. It's there on your phone, and the kids are having a great time at the Baraboo Children's Museum. Also, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique. This is a great place to shop if you need to revamp the wardrobe a little bit. A $25 certificate for you to do some shopping over there, only $17. Instant download on that one as well if you want to check it out. And then, of course, we got to talk a little bit about some great food. How about Jay's Pub and Grill of Reedsburg, a $25 certificate, only $20 right now when you're shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Really, no matter what you're looking for, you're going to find over there. Whether it's something specifically for you, whether it's something for the home, more food options, great adult beverages, maybe a little entertainment as well. We've got you completely covered. And the best part is when you're saving yourself a whole lot of money, you're keeping it all local. And who doesn't love to do both of those things? So start your Monday without the email because, well, that's just not fun. Head over to MaxFMBigDeals.com and do a little shopping, all right? That's way more exciting than any email you're going to have this morning, especially on a Monday. Now, coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Absolutely gorgeous again over the next few days. Corey Hartman's got more on that in just a moment. Plus, we'll have a look at sports here on 99.7 Max FM.
Beloved AT&T customers, I'm here to tell you about our brand new offering, Next Up Anytime. That's right, anytime. No more waiting 3 years to get a new phone. When you want to upgrade, you can. It's really that simple. Paired with 25% off for all first responders, teachers, military veterans, and more, there has never been an easier choice than switching to AT&T. Stop by any of our AT&T Bug Tussle stores for more great deals and savings.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
The Local 9 streak ends at 5. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. We start in Milwaukee at American Family Field, where the Brewers' five-game winning streak comes to an end 4-3 against the Cincinnati Reds. D.L. Hall made his return for the Brewers, his first start since April. He only went 4 2/3 innings, but after a rough several months of rehab, he's back. Starting tonight, a potential October preview series as the L.A. Dodgers come to town. Your Game 1 starters, Freddie Peralta and Clayton Kershaw. Game time is set for 7:10. From the Midwest League, it was the Timber Rattlers winning at Quad Cities 3-1. Beloit loses at West Michigan 4-1. The NFL preseason began for the Packers on Saturday with a win in Cleveland. The final score 23-10. Jordan Love only played 3 snaps, but his last snap was a 65-yard touchdown pass to Dontavian Wicks. Game 2 of the preseason is Sunday night at Denver. It's a 7 o'clock kickoff, and the Olympics have come and gone, closing ceremonies last night in Paris. In 4 years, L.A. will be your host city. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine by this afternoon, highs near 79. Clear skies tonight, 55. Sunshine and a high of 82 for Tuesday. Clear at 58 Tuesday night, mostly sunny, 82 again on Wednesday. Thursday, scattered showers and storms and highs near 78. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce is perfect for late summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
It's 60 at our studios. 99.7
It's 8:37 right now. Thank you so much for spending your Monday with us, Howard Jones, and no one is to blame on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. It's 8:41 right now. And Finn, we got a bunch of stuff we got to talk about this time around. I was just looking at the calendar, and tomorrow's an election day in the state of Wisconsin. It's the August 13th primary. And you know how much I love a good election day. Doesn't matter what's on the ballot. You know I'm going to be there casting my vote because I live for those I vote stickers. They're my favorite things in the world.
You have a collection of them, don't you?
I do have a collection of them, actually. Exactly. So there's a couple of constitutional amendments, though, state constitutional amendments that are going to be on the ballot tomorrow in case you don't really know why you're going to the polls tomorrow. So essentially, from what I understand, and maybe you can shed more light on this, but essentially from how I understand it, is these two constitutional amendments really decide who's going to have the spending authority over federal money. Is it going to be Governor Evers or is it going to be the state legislature?
Yep.
So question number one is going to state this when you get to the polls. I did a little research for you here this morning. Question number one says, delegation of appropriation power. Shall Section 35 of Article 4 of the Constitution be created to provide that the legislature may not delegate its sole power to determine how money shall be appropriated? Well, okay. And then here's question two. And I'm going to tell you what a yes or no vote here means in a minute, okay? Because this is a lot of words. We say it's always a lot of words, but these are a lot of words, which is what happens on ballots sometimes. Question two says, allocation of federal monies. Shall Section 35 of Article 4 of the Constitution be created to prohibit the governor from allocating any federal monies the governor accepts on behalf of the state without the approval of the legislature by joint resolution or as provided by legislative rule? So essentially, if you vote no, that means that Governor Evers in times of emergencies will have overall authority to make decisions about federal money that are given the state. If you vote yes, that essentially means that it all has to be kicked down to the state legislature for them to decide how that money is spent and to basically decide if the way Governor Evers wants to spend it is appropriate, is how I understand this, if we want to sum it up in very little words and get rid of all of the
jargon.
That
checks out.
Yeah, so that's essentially what it means when you go to the polls tomorrow. Now, obviously, an August 13th primary, probably not going to be the highest turnout. Vote accordingly to however you feel fit. But again, a yes vote means the state legislature is involved in emergency money distribution. No vote means that Governor Evers has the sole authority to make decisions based on what's happening in the state at that given time. So that's how it should be summed up, if that makes more sense than whatever is going to be on the ballot tomorrow.
It's one of the bigger stakes issues on the ballot, right?
It is, for
sure. Because
yeah.
A lot of the bigger stakes, other bigger stakes issues are in the November,
yes,
set for the November
absolutely.
Election.
Absolutely. Yeah. So this is one of those that's basically going to change the state constitution and how things are done in the state. And so, you know, we always tell people to vote accordingly to however they see fit. But I know this is a confusing topic because when you get in there at the voting booth and you read these questions, they never make a lot of sense, right? You've got to read them a few times,
yeah,
and then you really don't know what the appropriate answer is. So, and we'll talk about it more tomorrow as people head to the polls, but essentially that's what this is saying. It's basically deciding who gets to allocate emergency money from the federal government. Again, a no vote goes to Governor Evers, and a yes vote means the state legislature has to approve and make decisions as well. So, again, you can sit there and read the questions tomorrow, but that's essentially, it's not going to make any more sense whether you're listening to me read them or whether you're reading them in the voting booth, because that kind of stuff never does when you go to
sometimes vote, so. It does feel like you need a translator for some of those
real words to legislative jargon. It should be the dictionary that we pull out when we're sitting in the voting booth. And then again, tomorrow on the ballot, there's also going to be the vote to decide who's going to be on the November ballot for different positions in Congress, in state Congress, and things like that. So there's a few things that you should be concerned about as, you know, good Wisconsinites and seeing how your state is run according to how you would like it run. So there's good reasons to be at the polls tomorrow. I know it's kind of weird to have like an August primary, but there's some good reasons to be at the polls tomorrow, for sure.
Agreed. Yep.
All right. So, and this is what I always say, Finn, if you don't go cast your vote, then come November and you don't like who's on the ballot, and you can't really complain because you didn't show up at the polls. I mean, it's kind of how it goes. It's as the, you know, I always talk about it. This is our right as citizens of this country to be able to share our opinion when we go to the polls. So make a plan tomorrow if you haven't already done the early early voting thing and cast your vote tomorrow. Again, those polls will open at 7 a.m. here in the state of Wisconsin, right? That's our usually our polling
right.
time.
All
right.
Yeah.
All right. So get to the polls tomorrow. Cast your vote for these constitutional amendments and decide who you want to see on the November ballot as well. And again, we'll talk about it more tomorrow, giving you those quick little reminders. All right. So we've got our pets of the week that we need to quickly talk about because we've got a couple of adorable little faces here this morning. They look much happier than my girl right now, by the way. Anyway, they don't
have cones of shame, though,
so I get it. Now, these two adorable faces are available for adoption over at the Sauk County Humane Society, and we're going to start with our dog of the week. Her name is Nova. Nova is a beautiful five-year-old American Blue Heeler mix who was surrendered to the shelter with two other dogs when their owner could no longer care for them. She was adopted and unfortunately returned due to some house training issues. Now, her new family would need to be committed to working with Nova on house training. Well, she's a blue heeler. They can be a little stubborn. They're great dogs. They're absolutely amazing with families. But yes, they can be a little stubborn and they like to kind of do what blue heelers want to do. So, but they're really awesome. I've got friends who have three blue heelers right now. Some of the best dogs I've ever seen in my life. They're just absolutely incredible. But yes, they had a little potty training problem.
Well, Nova looks like they're ready for action. They're ready
to
go.
Oh, yeah. Blue Heelers are the best. They love to go chase balls. They love to go have fun in the yard. Oh, Blue Heelers are just awesome. Nova does well on a leash walk, and she enjoys being outside. That's the heeler in her, because they really do like being outside. She loves having your company as well. She would be a great movie night partner. She would also enjoy just sharing a spot on the sofa on any given night. Nova's the type of dog who'd curl up at your feet while you're reading a good book. That's the kind of dog Nova seems like. She lived with another dog when she was adopted. She does okay with cats. She should do okay with older children who give her her space. She is spayed, she's microchipped, and she's up to date on her vaccines. Do a little research into blue heelers if you're interested in Nova. She's absolutely incredible. She's absolutely gorgeous. She would make a fantastic family pet, but she's one of those breeds that I would recommend maybe doing a little reading about, only because heelers are a cattle dog, right? And when you get into those cattle dogs, there's a little herding. They do like to be outside.
Yep.
They like to they have to have a lot of exercise, but they are incredible when they are in a loving environment. They are absolutely incredible. You just have to kind of know what you're getting your hands on. They're not the type of dog who's just going to always sit on the couch and enjoy a good movie with you. Nova's probably going to need a little exercise.
Needs a little exercise.
Yeah.
And we have a herding dog, so we know all about that. And if you happen to have another dog, they will herd the other dog.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, unless it's another blue heeler, I suppose, and then they can kind of duke it out for who's going to be herding
and
who.
I will tell you, if they have kids, with my friends who have kids, even though the kids are older, if they have a group of friends in the house, even teenagers, because one of the kids in the house is a teenager now, and so friends are in and out, the heelers will herd the teenagers as well, because it's just a natural thing.
It's their instinct.
Like to do. Yeah, they're very, very good at it. They like a lot of order as well. They like order in their world all the time, but they are absolutely incredible. And I don't say any of that to scare anybody away, because heelers are absolutely incredible. I would just make sure, if you're not familiar with the breed and you see Nova's photo and you're like, oh, she's perfect, do a little reading and a little research on the heelers first. Because as we always say, getting these pets into the right home long term is the key here.
Right.
That is absolutely the key. And if Nova isn't the right fit for you, she's going to be the right fit for somebody. But somebody at the Humane Society will be able to set you up with the absolute perfect fit for your situation at this given moment in time. I promise. They're awesome over there. And then we have Zoe, a one-year-old black and brown short-haired domestic tabby who is very quiet and affectionate. Oh, isn't he just beautiful? He looks sweet. He looks sleepy in this picture, like they just woke him up from his nap. My goodness. He truly enjoys time in your lap above anything else. He also enjoys exploring the socialization room at the Humane Society. He uses a scratcher only to return to your lap and then settle in. So Zoe would be a great companion for somebody who's looking for a quiet, undemanding type of guy. He'll be neutered, microchipped, and up to date on vaccines before going home. Now, if you're looking for a cat who isn't going to be need as much outdoor time as dog Nova, it sounds like Zoe is your dude.
Yeah.
He's just
adorable.
He
looks pretty chill. Yeah.
He looks really chill. It really looks like they just woke him up from his nap in this photo, to be quite
to
honest.
To me, the picture kind of looks like Are you looking at me?
Right? He's adorable. He's absolutely adorable. Now, just a few days left to vote for their 2025 calendar pictures. All the pictures can be seen on their Facebook page. Votes are a buck each and can be done at the shelter or online. All the instructions for how to use that and do it are over on their website, which we'll give you here in just a minute. They're going to have another volunteer orientation on Saturday, September 7th. If your kids would like to volunteer over at the Humane Society, 8 and older can, as long as there is an adult with them. And you can get your applications over at the website as well. Again, we'll give that to you in a few minutes. Now, you know, as we talk about all these shelter animals, right now, the Humane Society is looking for some fosters. And they're always in need of foster families for these particular animals. And it's a great way to make a really big difference in any animal's life. The main function of a foster home is to provide a safe, loving home environment. Fostering a pet gives people the opportunity to really gives people an opportunity, as well as the pets, to really experience a home environment away from the noise and the stress of shelter life. We've talked about this. Not all animals do well in the shelter environment, right? It's crazy. Yeah. It's chaotic. They don't really understand what's going on. There's people coming in and out. You don't really get a true, in some cases, a true representation of what that pet is like in a shelter environment. So this is a really great way to help them blossom a little bit. That's what I always think of fosters as. Not only getting them ready for a home life, but really helping these pets blossom and really nurture them to a way that they understand what some of this true love is going to be for the rest of their lives. And it's just incredible to see what some of these foster families do. And right now, they are at capacity over at the Sauk County Humane Society. They are overflowing with homeless pets. So all of this obviously starts to create problems for the animals, the staff, volunteers, and of course, financially. So if you are in a position where you think that you might want to foster animals, this might be a really great opportunity for you to not only help yourself, but also help the Sauk County Humane Society and all of these shelter pets who just really are waiting for their perfect homes at this point in time.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in fostering, you can contact Rose over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Her number is 356-2520, 356-2520, or you can email her, rose@saukhumane.org. So contact her. I'm sure there's a few things you got to go through if you're not a certified foster, but just to make sure the pets are going to be safe and everything, and make sure you know what you're doing and where your experience lies. And but it's a really great opportunity. I've known a lot of people who have fostered over the years, and just to see them with their foster animals. And sometimes when those pets come to them, they're broken. They're really, really broken. And by the time they find their new homes, they are healthy and thriving. And it is just the coolest thing to see. Absolutely.
Well, and I mean, they do a fantastic job out there taking care of all the animals,
absolutely.
Of course. But if you look at someone like a dog like Nova, that's one of our pets of the week today. I mean, sure, their family could not. They could no longer take care of Nova, okay? But at the same time, Nova has no idea why they're not with their family anymore.
Right. So Yeah, absolutely. And so it's just a way to keep them in a more friendly environment for them. Aspen was in a foster home. The dog before that we had, Miss Murphy, she was also in a foster home. And here's the other thing, too. The fosters do some of the hard work. I mean, when those dogs come to you, a lot of times they're already potty trained. They know how to be in a kennel. They know how to be in a family. They know how to ride in the car. They've been with them every day. So you know what some of their quirks are, what some of their little ticks are, what some things that they don't love, because they're essentially in their home every single day and they're taking care of them. So they can give you a lot of information on that dog and their or cat, and they're always a really great resource after you take them home. I know for the first 5-6 months, anytime something went wrong with Aspen, I would be like, did she do this with you, kind of thing, you know, to kind of see where we were at, or if it was a new habit as she was growing, because she was just a baby when we got her. So,
and that's kind of nice to have somebody else that you can reach out to and just ask, if because we the same thing happened for us with Theo. We picked him up from the foster family, and for a few months after we got him, we were reaching out to them saying, okay, is this normal for him?
And you know, and they can also be the ones to ease you a little bit, too. Like, you're doing a great job. It's okay. Give them time to breathe, kind of thing. Because you want everything to be perfect. But we all know that if you've rescued a dog, it's not a seamless fit, right? It takes time. There's the 3-3-3 rule. 3 weeks, 3 months, days, 3 weeks, and 3 months. And 3 months is before they really start feeling like they're at home in some cases and comfortable. So your foster can also be kind of a nice cheerleader for you as you're trying to adapt and accommodate this new being in your house. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, though, it's a really great opportunity. And so you need to contact the Humane Society. Again, Rose over there is who your contact is. And right now for donations at the Humane Society, they have foster puppies that are in need of supplies. Extra large puppy pads is something. Dog milk replacement and canned Royal Canin starter for mother and baby dog. They need to keep them on the same food to prevent digestive issues that frequently happens when you switch a food. So if you're able to help, there are some little puppies who would be greatly appreciative of anything that you can donate right now. Supplies can be ordered on Chewy.com or Amazon for easier shopping. And if you're unable to find a specific food locally, they usually can carry those at those websites. So speaking of fostering, another good way to help out the foster puppies right now.
Yeah.
SockHumane.org, where you can go right now to see Zoe, Nova, check out opportunities on fostering, and check out anything else that's going on over at the Sauk County Humane Society. Now we got to quickly run through our calendars of the day, calendar days or whatever I just tried to say. Anyway, here we go. It's Monday.
That works though. Calendars of the day. Sure.
It's Monday. It might be time to pack it in already, quite honestly. So today is Baseball Fans Day. If you love a great game of baseball, well, Brewers fans, there you go. This is your day to celebrate. It is also IBM PC Day today. Now, I'm going to guess that this maybe has something to do with when we got the IBM computers in our lives. There's really no information about it, or maybe we just needed another corporate day to celebrate. I have no idea, but IBM PC days, not that you can really even buy those anymore. It's also International Youth Day today, celebrating all the youngsters out there, all of the ones who, you know, are doing really great things that, you know, kind of get left back in the limelight a little bit. You know, they don't really, they're doing great in school, but, you know, maybe they're not the ones out there doing a lot of activities, but they're really just awesome kids. And so we celebrate all youth today. It's also National Middle Child Day. Speaking of the kids with complexes. Jan Brady taught us the best about middle children, right? She wasn't Cindy with her cute curls, and she definitely wasn't Marsha. So learn your lesson from Jan Brady.
We feel your pain, middle children.
Exactly. It's also National Sewing Machine Day today. If you're somebody who can actually use these, kudos to you. I've tried several times, much to my mama's chagrin. Never gone well.
Didn't catch?
No. Okay. Oh, even though my mom could sew a lot of stuff. And in fact, when I was growing up, she used to do all my hemming on my pants and all of that, because I've never been overly tall, people. So she always had to alter everything for me. So she always tried to teach me, and no, it was just never a lesson that got home. Not